Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the Jamestown Rural Fire Department. Travis Lemieux is joining us, and Travis, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking time joining us on a freezing cold day here in January, but very excited to look forward to February and the upcoming JRFD fishing tournament on February 16th. Travis, this huge fishing tournament has been such a big help for the Jamestown Rural Fire Department and has helped you guys really raise money to purchase some needed equipment, right?
Yeah, we've purchased quite a few pieces of equipment with this, the biggest one being our 3,000-gallon tanker. We purchased that all with fishing derby funds. And then we've gotten some other pieces of equipment where it was like a 50-50 split between grants and the money we needed came from this fishing derby for our portion of it.
Yeah.
This year we're looking at getting new gear for all the people on the department. So we do have that on order, and that is coming in. Most of that money is coming out of the fishing derby money on that stuff. So
perfect. So that kind of sets the stage. One of the biggest fundraisers for the JRFD, and it is coming up again February 16th. Travis, kind of run us through a little bit of the day, because this thing is crazy. Everybody's out on the ice. It all starts at a certain time, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
So for like the members of the fire department, we usually get up and go have a breakfast about 4 o'clock in the morning or five. Then we make our way out to the ice and we start setting up all our signs and our barriers and everything, because we mark the tournament boundaries that day
when right.
we go out there. So we get all that in place, and then about 9 o'clock we'll open up the ice and we start letting the people go out there on the ice. They go out, they drill their own holes, they set up their ice houses. Okay. Then they can start fishing, from 1 to 4.
Okay.
Our tournament runs from there. You have to be in line to have your fish weighed by 4 o'clock, and there's no lines in the water before that 1 o'clock type thing. But you get all your holes drilled, all that done, because we don't allow hole drilling during the tournaments, or hopefully some people can catch fish and not have them all scared away.
Yeah, right. You don't spend all the time of the tournament drilling the holes and getting set up and prepared. So yeah, 9 o'clock is when it all kind of starts, and then 1 o'clock is when the lines can go in.
Yep.
Perfect. Travis Lemieux again with the Jamestown Rural Fire Department joining us. The big fishing tournament coming up on February 16th. And Travis, there's a lot of tickets. I think there might still be tickets available. I meant to ask you that before we jumped on.
Yep, there's still some tickets available.
Okay.
Best two spots to get them are either down at the Casey's or Cork and Barrel.
Okay.
Some of the members still have them. And then there's still other few places like Lifestyle and Infinity Building Services and a couple other ones that still have them. Gun and Reel, I believe, still has some.
Perfect. So you need to get those fast because they do sell out, which helps out the JRFD a whole lot. And really, we encourage anybody from all over the place to come in and help you guys out with this tournament, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a real good fundraiser for us, and it seems like we have a lot of people excited about it every year. We get a lot of comments around this time of year asking about where to get tickets and how they can get out on the ice and that type of
thing. Yeah, and also something that we should bring some attention to a little bit too, Travis, the whole list of just the raffle prizes and the amount of fishing prizes for this are just amazing. I see things from a GMC trucker, 15,000 cash, an ice castle, electric ion 8-inch auger. So, I mean, you guys have a whole lot of different raffle prizes for this thing too.
Yep. Yeah. With planning and everything, it's a good 6 months to plan this out before we even do anything with the ticket. So,
wow, it is crazy. So, set your sights on February 16th. And then once everything's weighed in, Travis, you guys weighed in, you know who your winners are. You're encouraging everybody to kind of come back together at the Jamestown Civic Center for kind of like the after party, if you will.
Yep. Yeah. And there we do have like boards and raffles going on throughout the day or out the night as we're there. And then we have the raffle drawing at 8 o'clock. And then after that, the band Tripwire is taking the stage. It's a free concert. You don't need a ticket to get into that. So even if you just want to come down and see what it's about, come right down to the Civic Center. At least it's warm in there.
a good chance to warm up all the limbs and see if you got frostbite or anything like that. But no, it's a whole lot of fun, and it's all on February 16th coming up. And it all takes place at Pelicans Point Smokey's Landing, right?
Yep, that's where the fishing tournament
is. That's where the tournament's at, and then they all meet again at the Civic Center. But it's a whole ton of a whole lot of fun. Get your tickets because they sell out real fast. And Travis, if anybody has like questions about the tournament, about getting tickets, you guys have a great website set up where all that information can be found.
Yep. Yeah. Hopefully, most of your questions can be answered off our website.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way. If you are looking for a ticket, like I said, Cork and Barrel and the Casey's are probably the two best spots to stop and take a look just because of, I know they got some. I'm not too sure how many of the other places have anymore.
they go fast, so you can't keep track of it. But that's jrfd.org if you have any questions. That's a great place to go for ticket information where you can go. And of course, all the prizes, over $127,000 in prizes. So, and it looks like there's also free fishing rods for kids 12 and under for a certain amount.
Yeah, until we run out. It's usually the first 50 kids we give a free fishing rod out on the ice for them. Every year that we've done that, we have ran out. It's usually about an hour or two in the deal or the fishing rods.
Yeah, it's awesome. So it's a good opportunity to help out the JRFD, get some ice fishing in during the season, take out the kids, take out the wife, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, if you will, but help out the JRFD with their 11th annual ice fishing tournament. Travis, anything else you want to throw out there? Looks like $25 a ticket for the tournament and raffle, but that's pretty low price considering all the things that come with it.
Yeah, we just the biggest thing is just hopefully that everyone has fun. We kind of do this for the fun of it and for the fundraiser for us. We don't want to get it too serious and have any arguments out there.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it clean, keep it fun. It's all for a good cause. Saturday, February 16th. Travis, thanks for joining us.
Yep.